Coming to you from Mainframe Studios at 900 Keo Way in downtown Des Moines, Iowa, this podcast is called 900 Views. It's about building community through the arts while building an arts community. My name's Pat Bode. I'm your host today. And here with me, very fitting, is the executive director of Mainframe Studios, Siobhan Spain. Now, Mainframe Studios is a nonprofit organization. We've got about 60-plus artists in a renovating CenturyLink building in downtown Des Moines. And Siobhan, tell me a little bit about just how this kind of experiment, if you will, is going.
Where do I start? Yeah. It's going, I'd say, really well. You know, we have only been open to the public a year now, and it's been amazing the stories that we've produced out of this building of success, of community building, these connections, really, I think, proving our vision. The value of it is unquestionable. We are, you know, fundraising to finish it so we can be financially self-sustaining in order to make sure that artists have a place in the heart of our community for generations to come. Not just the next 20 years, but generations to come. We want to be here like the Art Center. We want to be here like the Des Moines Performing Arts and all the big institutions that you know so well, because we have a phenomenal arts community here. So we're another prong in that machine that makes us so well-versed in being a community that not only supports the arts, but is of art.
So speak to me a little bit about this. Your mission is really about building a creative community. It's really about building the arts community. And yet, here we are in the heart of Des Moines, as you just mentioned. So what does Mainframe mean in terms of crafting our community? And we'll get to the building the creative community itself in a moment.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, I probably sound like a broken record, but, you know, the story across the country is artists always get priced out. So how do we change that story? So, for instance, Austin, everybody knows Austin. It's an amazing creative town. It built its mojo on the creativity.
Yeah.
Now it's struggling to figure out how to maintain it, retain it, because it's all getting pushed out to the periphery of the city. So how do we make sure that arts...
Gentrification through the arts?
Yeah. I mean, it always happens. Just think of it. I mean, that's how it starts. Like, wherever the artists make things cool, that's going to be the next hotspot. So Art 316, that was just south of downtown for 17 years, was a great example of, like, it was so needed. Some of our most valued, talented artists were in that building. But then eventually it got sold, and now St. Kilda's there, which we absolutely love, and Lofts.
That's
that are
a restaurant
high-priced.
For folks who don't know it.
Yeah, yeah. So it just proves that it's like, okay, it was there for 17 years. You just think it's always going to be there. But it will always, the buildings will always get transferred to new ownership if it's not a nonprofit. So that's what we're tackling. So I think that is part of this formula of Mainframe and why we need to make sure that artists are of the fabric. So right besides, like I say, you know, don't see artists as starving or nice to have. See them as important as your CEOs, your craft brewers. I mean, however you see, like, whoever you see in the community is really valuable. I think that they have been underserved for so long, and I don't think people realize what they're capable of doing for a community until they really give them a rightful place, where I don't think they've had a rightful place. They get stuck in old buildings until the property value
goes up. So let's say we're giving them their rightful place.
Yes.
What do you see as just the highlights of some of the potential impacts of that?
Well, one, I think that a lot of art studio buildings, I've learned that I almost have to change the vocabulary about how we use this, because I think that a lot of the influencers, the supporters, there's a stigma around the the name even, art studio buildings, and what artists are, they're just loafing around, just having fun and doing their own thing. And what are they really doing all day, you know? And it's funny to talk to these people that really think artists are difficult to work with. It's kind of funny. I went down to Bentonville to this big conference and spoke in
Arkansas.
At the Crystal Bridges. And, you know, as many people that got it, as many people I had to combat and say, really break down those associations they had. So I think that when you put artists in a building like Mainframe, that one has this really well-done modern facility that gives them 24/7 access, that takes their work seriously so they can take their own work seriously, I think that is rare. I think also the fact that we don't expect them to do everything. So we actually, even though we're low staff, we do the marketing, a lot of the marketing for them. They do marketing individually, but making sure the building has this support system that lets them concentrate on their work and what they do best. And I think when you think of the difference between Mainframe and Art 316, for instance, it was just a building full of artists, which is awesome. But once you transform it into an organization, the life, the pulsing life inside this building is kind of amazing to feel, because we've put in place some community priorities, like building priorities. One is just having an event space, for instance, sure. And then having common spaces and having windows in the door so it feels more alive. But the stories that are coming out of it is, one, the collaborations that are happening, the awards that artists are garnering just this last year. Another thing, they're in a professional setting. This isn't work live. It is a workspace.
So what I'm hearing you tell me is about how supportive Mainframe is of the artists themselves.
Yes.
And I think that's fantastic. And in interest of full disclosure, my son is one of these artists who has a studio here. He's a global citizen, so he's not physically here right now, but he still has and maintains a studio. But what about the artists and their impact on the social fabric, the community fabric? We're mm-hmm. giving them their rightful place now. What are we going to see different in Des Moines as a result of that?
It's funny, we've had internationally known artists come through here and say, you wouldn't believe the impact this is going to have on your community. You can't even quantify it because it's so profound. So things that I've witnessed in person is our First Friday events, when we invite the whole public in, free and open to the public. We have live music, we have dinner, so people can really make a night of it. There's a different theme that lets visitors delve into a certain medium of art more so they can understand that, meet the artist behind it. But then while they're here, they get to actually meet all the other artists that have their studios open. So I think art is a powerful connector. If you don't know that, it's a basic aspect of art in general. It's a way of helping us understand each other through all these various mediums of the creative economy. So these people aren't just passing each other. These people that come in, they're really getting to know each other. These are people building relationships from all walks of life. So that has given me more passion about this project, especially nowadays, than I anticipated, because I've always been around art. I've always been an advocate for the artists from day one, because I grew up in a very creative family that you know. So it made me realize, what can I do to make artists concentrate on what they do best and let go of all the other stuff that just mucks it up? So let them shine. So Mirza, for instance, to give an example, it's like he is a Bosnian refugee, served in Iraq on behalf of the U.S., just got the Iowa International Center's Passport to Prosperity Award for his ability to prosper and give back to the community. So what he loves about having a studio here is, just think, people aren't coming into his home to meet him. They're coming into this really nicely well-lit building that validates his practice, mm-hmm. that allows him to have this very welcoming situation that lets him build those relationships. So even though he's a photographer, So you think of photographers behind the camera so much. He is all about the individual connections. He likes people buying photos from him directly, so those relationships are established and are lifelong. I mean, just think about that. You know, in this digital community, how many times we're coming back to what are these human interactions mean to us? Let's get back to these human interactions, because that's what really matters. You know, that's what sustains us as a human being. And just think how much art plays a role in that. I mean, if you think about it, art is such a general word. I mean, you're talking gaming, you're talking photography, you're talking weaving, you're talking glass blowing. So no wonder it's a connector, because there's so many avenues for connection through that, just through the diversity of mediums itself.
Before we go, tell me a little bit about the opportunities you see ahead in terms of the artists getting supported, not by just Mainframe and donors to Mainframe, but by the community more largely, by philanthropy, art buying. Mm-hmm. You start to name it. Don't make me name it. You'll know more than I do. What does the community need to do to give back to these artists in a meaningful way and keep this as a real give and take, a real connection, as you say?
Well, I think that how they are engaging with their artists has been really impressive. So, for instance, you know, we have corporate clients that have events here, but you know what they want to do? They want to engage the artists for those clients. So we had a VIP client event. They had Brian Duffy, a nationally syndicated cartoonist who now is syndicated from, you know, Mainframe Studios. He finally has a place again to work. They had him do the invitation. They had Red Door Press do custom totes. They had Boz Prints do a custom print. They had Naughty Nail do a custom string art piece. That all these VIP clients went to their studios, got to the artist, picked up these pieces, and I can't tell you the great response that I've had from that. So artists are getting paid to do this stuff.
Yay!
Right. And it's kind of funny how many times people think, oh, the starving artists, they need all these workshops. And yes, it's very helpful to have business workshops. But Naughty Nail, I can't tell you, Becky from Naughty Nail, she actually she's invited conferences to talk about these things because she knows it. You know, if you think about these risk takers that are these entrepreneurs in our building, they have built their own websites. They have a social media like a following that would just bring tears to your eyes because you want it so badly. Mirza has 20,000 followers on Facebook. Sometimes people as many as 500,000 people see his work. Like, these people can tell you a thing or two about how to do your business better. So I want to change that story as well. So not just see that they need handouts, get to know them. You'd be surprised at how your life, your business, your family can benefit from getting to know these artists and help them teach you how to expand your horizons.
As one of my inaugural podcasts here, what should we be talking about? What should you and I have talked about that we haven't touched on that really helps people understand this concept of building community through the arts while building an arts community?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that my concentration right now is telling the stories of the artists, really getting them out there more, putting their faces out there, getting their stories out there. I think that people, for one, just Mainframe Studios, I'm realizing people don't understand what's happening here. Mm-hmm. I'm privy to this. I feel like I have a luxury, like front row seat. Every single one, it's not just one stellar artist in here. I could tell you a great story about every single one. And we have 71 art studios here, 89 tenants already when it comes to shared studios. So we have a lot to talk about.
It's wonderful, and I'm confident that we will talk again as part of this podcast progresses. I'm going to conclude this particular discussion with just reading from the Mainframe Studios website, where your mission is building a creative community. And it says further, transforming Central Iowa's art scene by creating a financially self-sustaining economic and cultural driver, serving as a national model that stands the test of time. Once fully complete, Mainframe Studios will be one of the largest affordable workspaces for artists in the country. From my front row seat, I would say you're well on your way. Thank you, Siobhan.
Thank you.